we have a special offer for Issues Etc. Reformation Club members. If you join or upgrade your membership in our monthly or annual giving program during January or February, we'll add the new Concordia Psalter to the list of current membership benefits. T-shirts, books, broadcast transcripts, and advertising for your confessional Lutheran congregation. You can find out the benefits of being an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron at issuesetc.org. Look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Or contact Craig, 618-223-8385, or Craig at issuesetc.org. Join or upgrade your membership in the Issues Etc. Reformation Club in January or February, and we'll send you the new Concordia Psalter along with your other premiums. The Issues Etc. Reformation Club. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. In the last half hour of the program, here we're going to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week live this Friday afternoon, February the 20th. It's a simple game we like to play with our listeners. We just go back. We've gathered four soundbites from various conversations over the last couple weeks because it's been a while since we played soundbite of the week. We've put them into four soundbites. We're going to play them for you. And then all you need to do is listen, and then you decide which one ought to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You can agree with what you hear or disagree with it. You can find it ridiculous or remarkable. You can find it something that you've never heard before, something that you need to hear again and again and again. Your reasons are your own. All we need from you is your ears and then your votes. You can vote by giving us a call, and phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can send us an email with your vote. Please include your city and state. We'd like to know where you listen. Talkback at issuesetc.org, talkback at issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at issuesetc, or you can go to our Facebook fan page and vote there, facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. We're giving away the LPR bundle package to one of the voters on this Friday afternoon. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad. That goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address at issuesetc or facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number one this week. It comes from our regular guest, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, talking about the message that the movie 50 Shades of Grey sends to young men.
What this movie is saying is that women associate pain and sexual pleasure, and that women like it, and that men are entitled to inflict pain on women. I just can't think of a worse message to be sending to young men in our society, particularly when we are so concerned about rape on campuses. We're so concerned about men becoming desensitized to the needs of women. Powerfully conveying the message through a powerful art form like cinema, giving men the idea that women like being hurt and like being used, and that you as a man are entitled to use women. I just can't think of a worse thing to be teaching our young men.
That's soundbite number one. If you'd like it to be soundbite of the week, you need to vote for it. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us a tweet at issuesetc. Soundbite number two this week comes from Lynn Winters. He's pastor of Cornerstone Church. Here he is talking about how better sex is better evangelism.
I believe with all my heart in this part where we're going to go. I believe that it is the absolute desire of God's heart. You ready for this? That Christians would have better sex than the people who don't know God. That you can applaud to that. Okay? There you go. You say, well, then what would... No. See, I think it would delight the heart of God if people who are still trying to figure out Jesus Christ and still trying to figure out if God is real or not would not just be jealous of our homes and not just jealous of our parenting and not just intrigued by the fact that you and I have peace in our hearts, but I think God would be just thrilled to say, you know what? This amazing, incredible gift which I gave, shouldn't my children be better at this than the people who don't know me? Shouldn't my children understand this in a way, practice this in a way that absolutely is different than the people who haven't figured out God yet? And I honestly believe that it would thrill the heart of God if you and I were better at this than those who don't know God yet. Which is why we're starting off today saying, hey, best sex ever.
All right, that's soundbite number two, Lynn Winters of Cornerstone Church, talking about better sex is better evangelism. If you'd like to vote for it, you disagree, agree, whatever it may be, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us your vote via email right here in the studio. We get it in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org via Twitter at issuesetc or right there at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from another regular guest, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. We were talking with him about what he calls relationship theology, that is, Christianity is essentially your personal relationship with God or with Jesus. Here he is talking about how relationship theology essentially redefines man's problem.
I mean, it's so interesting that the word relationship is never used in the Bible. I mean, how often you hear an evangelical talk about personal relationship. You would think that that language would be on every page of the Bible, but it's never there. The word relationship itself is never used in the Scriptures. I mean, maybe the NIV puts it in, I think, once to help explain something, but it's not in the Greek. It's not in the Hebrew. It makes the biggest problem that we have, that if salvation is my personal relationship with Jesus, it makes our problem somehow having an emotional or personal distance from God. And salvation becomes a matter of drawing near to him in the sense of having a relationship with him, a conversation, and so forth. So it completely takes the idea of sin out of the question. My real problem is my sin. And the solution is the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. That is no longer the paradigm through which the Scriptures are read. The problem is my distance from God, and the solution is drawing close to him.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, how relationship theology redefines man's problem. If you'd like to vote for it for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, February the 20th, you need to give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, or send us an email with your vote, talkback at issuesetc.org, or tweet with your vote at issuesetc, or vote right there where we've left space at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Now get ready to vote, because here is the fourth soundbite for your consideration this Friday afternoon. Pastor Will Wheaton talking about the church's response to martyrdom.
The entirety of the New Testament presents to us this fact that the love that we've come to know in Jesus Christ is a love that this world rejects, persecutes, and hates. All who will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. And so the variety and extent vary. That's true. But if you truly seek to live this alien life in this fallen world, the fallen world sniffs out this alien smell of the resurrection on you and will seek to stamp it out. It recognizes it for the threat that it is. The principle of this world is death. And what do you do with the people for whom the death is not something that they have to be afraid of? Because they look at it and say, but that's a defeated enemy. Oh, it can snarl all it wants to. It can eat me down, but it ain't going to have me in the end. You know, it's going to spit me back out, and I'm going to live with Christ forevermore, body and soul, just the way Polycarp prayed. The world says, these people are dangerous. They are not safe for us. And so they try to get rid of them. It is precisely the Christian's great hope in the resurrection and their firm belief that there is no power more almighty than the power of love. To lay down your life to be a blessing to others. This is the greatest power in all the world. And when Christ is almighty, we are confessing first and foremost that he is the one who gets to be servant of all by laying down his life for all, including for the poor people that are perpetrating these horrible, heinous acts. The church's response is not to say, you know, God damn them for that. The church's response is to pray with Stephen, Lord Jesus, lay not this sin to their charge.
All right, that's the fourth and final soundbite of the week, live this Friday afternoon, February the 20th. We're going to take a break, and this break is a great time to give us a call and vote for one of these four to be soundbite of the week. Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse on 50 Shades of Grey's Message to Young Men. Soundbite number two, Lynn Winters of Cornerstone Church on how better sex is better evangelism. Soundbite number three, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on how relationship theology redefines man's problem. And soundbite number four, Pastor Will Wheaton, the church's response to martyrdom. Give us a call during this break and vote for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-MYIE. talkback at issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
Listen to the best of the church's music for the season of Lent at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the season of Lent, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
How would you like to attend a conference and hear Paul Meyer, Molly Ziegler-Hemingway, David Menton, Chris Roseborough, Jonathan Fisk, and Will Wheaton? You're invited to the 2015 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 19th and 20th in Collinsville, Illinois. Registration is $100 per person. For more information, visit issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 19th and 20th in Collinsville, Illinois. issuesetc.org.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
It is time for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, February the 20th. The listener with the best vote will get the LPR bundle package. It's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad that only goes out once a week when we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week to the listener with the best vote. Now, you vote by giving us a call right here, and vote. Phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-MY-IE. 877-623-6943. You can send us an email. We'll get it right here in real time in the studio. Talkback at issuesetc.org or a tweet at issuesetc. You can also go to our Facebook fan page and vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week right there. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Is it soundbite number one, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, how 50 Shades of Grey sends a message to young men? Soundbite number two, Lynn Winters of Cornerstone Church, better sex makes better evangelism. Soundbite number three, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on how relationship theology redefines man's problem. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Will Wheaton, the church's response to martyrdom. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. Let's go to Oceanside, California, where Joel is listening. Hi, Joel.
Hi, Todd. I'd like to vote for soundbite number two because in a short soundbite, it really captures almost everything that's wrong with American pop Christianity. It's very much focused on the worldly rather than the eternal. It's narcissistic in its orientation. It encourages us to have a utilitarian view towards God and his role in our life. And finally, as you've been talking about in the last few weeks, it sort of emphasizes the role of the pastor as having this false revelation that he suddenly has realized this great truth that somehow it's been missed for the last 2,000 years, and now it's come to him, and he can tell it's this great truth that we didn't otherwise know.
Joel, thank you very much, and thanks for listening out in California, smartest listeners in radio. Chris listens in St. Peter's, Missouri. Hi, Chris.
Hello. I'd like to vote for number one. Our mixed-up culture does not need a movie like this.
Chris, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Missouri. Let's see what Scott has to say. He listens in Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I'm voting for Brian Wolfmuller's soundbite because he knocked that entire interview clean out of the park. The other three soundbite candidates this week are all worthy of consideration, but while listening to that segment, I heard at least three different bits that could have gone up against each other as soundbite of the week contenders, too. Definitely a segment worth sharing.
All right, Scott, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Illinois. Over to Indianapolis, where Cheryl is listening. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, I'm voting for soundbite number four, Pastor Will Wheaton. I wish we could all pray the way Polycarp prayed, with our eyes fixed on the Lord Jesus, who laid down his life so that all could have a ransom paid.
Cheryl, thank you very much, and thanks for your vote for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Up in Nebraska, Sally says her vote is for Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse. What a sad time in America, where the most anticipated movie of the year is basically a porno flick, grossing over $85 million with its first week, sending it to number one with the past weekend's box office list. Radio stations were giving away free tickets. Book clubs are attending in groups. Does no one have a conscience, says Sally in Nebraska. It will be interesting to see what rape and abortion statistics do in the near future. Sally, thank you very much for listening up there. There's still plenty of time for your vote for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Vote by giving us a call. You get to go first if you do. 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your vote right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. The Issues, Etc. book of the month is the Concordia Psalter. A Psalter, it's spelled P-S-A-L-T-E-R. That may sound like the word psalm, and there's a reason for that. It is just a book of the Old Testament Psalms, a devotional resource. It's been called the Holy Spirit's Prayer Book, Christ's Prayer Book, the Church's Prayer Book from Old and New Testament. It's all of those things. Find out more about the Concordia Psalter at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and order one for yourself, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. It's the Issues, Etc. book of the month called the Concordia Psalter from Concordia Publishing House. We're playing Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Still a few minutes to take your calls and your votes for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Otto in San Francisco says, Pastor Whedon's joy in God's salvation is always apparent, but especially impactful here when discussing the forgiveness that we are called to do for those who create martyrs. Otto, thanks for listening in San Francisco. Selena's on the line listening on her cell. Hi, Selena.
Hi, I'm voting for number one. That movie is absolutely ridiculous. With everything that's going on in our society right now, with spousal abuse and bondage and everything else, to put a movie out there to glorify it and put men and women, young boys and girls, thinking that that's the way they're supposed to think, this is absolutely ridiculous.
Selena, thank you very much, and thanks for your vote for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. So according to the tally, the Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week is soundbite number one, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, the message that 50 Shades of Grey, the movie, sends to young men.
What this movie is saying is that women associate pain and sexual pleasure, and that women like it, and that men are entitled to inflict pain on women. I just can't think of a worse message to be sending to young men in our society, particularly when we are so concerned about rape on campuses. We're so concerned about men becoming desensitized to the needs of women. Powerfully conveying the message through a powerful art form like cinema, giving men the idea that women like being hurt and like being used, and that you as a man are entitled to use women. I just can't think of a worse thing to be teaching our young men.
That's the winner of Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. This week, soundbite number one, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, 50 Shades of Grey's message to young men. Let's see. The LPR bundle package is going to go to Joel in Oceanside, California. Excellent vote for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Joel, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size to talkback@issuesetc.org, you will get the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Folks, many of our listeners have recently joined or upgraded their membership in the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. What they're doing is taking advantage of a special offer that we've been having for the last couple months. In addition to the regular membership benefits like t-shirts, books, broadcast transcripts, and advertising for your confessional Lutheran congregation, if you join or upgrade your Reformation Club membership in February, we will send you the new Concordia Psalter I just told you about. You can find out more about our monthly or annual donor program at our website, issuesetc.org. Look for that picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses, or you can contact Craig, 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385, or send him an email. He'll tell you all about the Reformation Club, craig@issuesetc.org, craig@issuesetc.org, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. Monday on the program, we're going to be looking forward to Sunday morning, our series with Dr. Carl Fikencher. We'll talk about the Great Confession of Peter. We'll also discuss the power and primacy of the Pope, part two, and the conclusion of our series with Pastor Paul McCain of Concordia Publishing House. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
We have a special offer for Issues Etc. Reformation Club members. If you join or upgrade your membership in our monthly or annual giving program during January or February, we'll add the new Concordia Psalter to the list of current membership benefits. T-shirts, books, broadcast transcripts, and advertising for your confessional Lutheran congregation. You can find out the benefits of being an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron at issuesetc.org. Look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Or contact Craig, 618-223-8385, or craig@issuesetc.org. Join or upgrade your membership in the Issues Etc. Reformation Club in January or February, and we'll send you the new Concordia Psalter along with your other premiums. The Issues Etc. Reformation Club.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen On Demand.
Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church.